Shinchafesiv Gimel. Mutar lehachlif mashkin b'Shabbos and b'Balbush. You're allowed to exchange a mashkin. If the goy put a mashkin by you, you're allowed to have the goy take the mashkin in exchange for another mashkin, provided the one he's taking is a garment. It's enu derech malbush. Then he wears it when he's going out. It's not carrying. Ki ein ze masav matan. This is not considered doing business. Even if the one who he lent the money to was a Jew, the Jew could also do this, because as we said before, it's not considered a business, and it's not caring since he's wearing it. Ramal says, if there is an exchange of the mashkon, it is recommended that the guy does everything by himself. He takes the old one and he replaces it. Even though we said it's not eager than business, but still it does look like some transaction is being done over here, and therefore it's preferable that the Jew should not touch any one of the two mashkenes. The Mishnah says if the one who is borrowing is a Jew and he wants to replace the mashken with something else, then it can be exchanged, because the reason why it looks more like a Mecca Chomemka is by a goy, because you generally don't lend him things. By a Jew it looks like you're lending him something. One cannot become a co-signer for the loan on Shabbos, even if he doesn't sign it. In other words, if you don't want to give out the mashkan, someone else says that I'm going to be an Orev to make sure he pays back, that is awesome.